We've got Anne with us in studio from Hospice. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Glad to have you with us here today. How are you doing? How are things?
Well, good. I'm enjoying the overcast weather.
So you're from Henley, you work in Vereniging, and now you're chatting on radio in Vanderbijl Park. You have a great life.
Well, it's
lifestyles
wonderful.
Of the rich and famous.
First world problems, hey? First world problems.
Yeah, look, yes. I don't think there is first world and third world anymore. I think it's all just one big mishmash these days, hey?
I think so.
If you see what's going on around the world, oh man, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, well, the ANC, they've closed their offices today anyway. I won't be talking about that. So tell us more about what you guys are doing at Hospice at the moment.
Well, Hospice is, we've recently refurbished the building and it's now up and running. And we're also doing the home-based care as always. And so, yes, we're busy talking about what we can do to help and how people should be seeking help.
Okay, but you want us as community also to get involved with what you guys are doing and to help out where we can?
Yeah, that would be fabulous if you could.
Okay.
As a charity or a non-profit, we always need help and we always need assistance from the community.
Hospice, it's a South African, or is it global?
Hospice is global.
It's global. Okay, so help this global company that's in the business of helping others. And what is it that you guys need at the moment? You know, just off the top of your head.
The top of my head at the moment, we're looking for redoing the garden at the moment. We're also always looking for bedding, anything and everything you have in your home. Tea, coffee, sugar, all of those things that everybody needs. The nurses always need coffee at night. The staff are always looking for...
So you're looking for some flowers?
Flowers would be wonderful.
Roses.
Bushes, roses.
Yes.
Ivy, anything to cover some of the walls.
Okay, I'm sure that won't be a problem. We've got lots of keen gardeners out there who'll be glad to donate some of their flowery stuff.
Yes, also cuttings, anything that anybody's busy making at home at the moment.
Okay, so can I give out your number?
And yes,
then,
you can.
If people are willing to help, then they can give you guys a call over at Hospice in Vereniging. Give Anne a call on 016-428-1410. And e-pos is hospicefall, this een woord, klein letters, atlantic.net. So that's hospicefall@atlantic.net. Okay, but that's not why we're here today. We're here to talk about palliative care. And you want to tell us more about that?
Well, palliative care is the type of care everybody should be getting once you get a life-changing or a life-ending diagnosis. So if you are sick in any way, you should be looking for support systems in place. So a nurse who can come around.
So if you know that you're going to be passing on quite soon, is that basically what it's about?
Yes, but not necessarily. So AIDS falls under palliative care as well.
I see.
And
okay.
That could be an 18, 20, 25-year disease now.
I see. Yes,
but you should be having palliative care throughout that process.
Okay.
So the idea of palliative care is to have somebody who you know or somewhere you can go to make sure that all of your basic caring needs are in place. So you can do your blood pressure check, your sugar level checks, all of those types of things. But also as the disease progresses, what you can and can't do and how you can process all of those things.
But is this an absolute must? For instance, okay, and we're touching on a very sensitive subject here, but if I've got cancer, okay,
yes.
which people have, you know, it's tough and it's really sad, but I know I'm going to pass away at some point.
Yeah.
I need to have something in place to keep myself sort of going. You know, is it really crucial that we have palliative care?
Yes, of course it is. So of course you need to have not only your family and friends, but everybody else, but someone who's in a medical field, or even somebody who you can talk to and cope with all of those things, but also somebody who's trained to say to you, you're going to need a carpet over there, because if you've got a disease which affects your mobility, that carpet will help you from not slipping. Grab handles in your shower. Those types of things are all part of palliative care, but it's also part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is crucial that you seek this type of help, but also that we then also say palliative care is when you get to the end of life also. So everybody thinks of hospice and they think, oh, well, we deal with only dying people. Yes, it's part of what we do, but it's not everything that we do.
Okay.
So it starts when you get your diagnosis. You should actually then be looking for palliative care.
All right. So now how do I embark on my journey of palliative care. How do we start this process?
You give us a call, we'll send out a nurse, she'll do an assessment, and then she'll decide and she'll talk to you and the family about how we progress with this. If it's right in the very beginning stages, once a month, once every 2 months you come through, or the nurse comes through to you, depending on how it works, and sees what you need and how you need it.
Can you give me an example? Can you give me an example of somebody who's undergoing palliative care at the moment? We don't have to mention names, of course, but what processes you are following with this person currently?
I can. I can give you an example of a process we've started from beginning to end. So there was a gentleman who got cancer. He had a very fast-growing cancer, and he was moved from his family somewhere in the outlying areas to into town, and he was living with his daughter. His daughter then saw that she needed help, and she wasn't coping with him at home. He started off with us going through once a week, making sure that he was all right, make sure he's taking his pills, everything's set up, everything's necessary, and slowly, surely, but the disease progressed until he actually went into full home-based care with us, which means that we send a carer through. The nurse goes through every couple of days, and the carer stayed with him 24 hours a day. There was two ladies who we alternate. It gives the family the relief from knowing that they don't necessarily know how to turn someone when they become bedbound.
All right. Yes.
Or if they can help somebody out of bed and into a wheelchair and take them outside and look after them. It's not about the actual dying. It's about making those last couple of weeks, those last months, those last years as comfortable and as easy as you can.
Yes.
So, you know, when you go to the doc, I do this. I go to the doc and I've got my actual problem I'm there for, but I've got a blister on my foot and I forget to ask. If you've got a nurse who's coming around once a week, you can go, this thing's bothering me and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. Shame. So there's an improvement in the quality of life.
It's everything about quality of life.
Albeit in your final moments. You know.
Definitely, even more so in your final moments.
Okay.
But before that, it progresses the whole process.
And it's good to know that there is a support structure such as this in place for people, especially the loved ones as well, because you know, having to go through that process with somebody who you love, who is about to pass on, you know, that's not easy. So having that support there is quite a reassuring thing.
It can be. The biggest problem we have at the moment is when people come into the unit, when people can't be looked after at home anymore. We deal with a lot of guilt.
Have you got a lot of patients currently?
We don't at the moment.
Not at the moment, okay.
Because of the refurbishment and everything else, we've reopened, so it's quiet at the moment. And also with COVID, people are very cautious about coming into the unit.
Okay.
We don't take COVID patients, and so you need to have a test. Once you are clear, you can come into the unit. But the other thing about it is that people feel really guilty about giving up on home. And it's really hard, but people aren't trained to deal with that. So you don't know how to wash someone's hair when they're bedbound. We're trained to do that. And it's not always an easy process. But if you tell us you're coming to see mom, grandmom, grandpa at a certain time, we can try and make sure that they are not in the process of being disturbed or bathed or showered until you arrive, so that you can see them and they can spend the time with you when they're feeling at their best and when you're feeling ready to do it. It's okay. Really important to know that that's there.
All right. I'm going to just touch on one last sensitive subject, the costs involved.
There is a cost involved.
All right. We don't have to mention that on air, but...
No, but there is a cost involved. Hospice used to be free, and this is what lots of people are dealing with now. So, yes, unfortunately, in the world of nonprofits, we're not making the kind of money we used to. We can't do the fundraisers anymore, and lots of the hospices are actually having to charge, and the prices are going up, although we try and keep them as low as possible.
All right. But we can view that information where?
You can phone us.
Okay.
Depends on who you are, what type of care you're looking for. The other thing we do is respite care, which is also really important. So the family have got Omar at home. She's in her 80s. And you guys want to go on a 4x4 trip.
Yeah.
Gran doesn't want to be rocked around in the back of a 4x4 anymore.
Nah.
She's done her time.
Come on, Gran.
No.
get
so
with
then
your son.
She can come and stay with us for 2 weeks, or we can do home-based care for 2 weeks while you guys go do your 4x4 adventure.
All right. Well, I've got a question here just to end off from Belinda. Donkey Belinda. Just like to know, can we as the community go and visit the patients at hospice?
Very carefully at the moment, but yes, we do allow people to come and visit.
Darcy, Belinda, I hope that answers your question. In fact, it did answer your question, and you also answered all my questions today, and it was great having a chat to you. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
If anybody's interested, we take donations. We have a little shop in Henley. If you're cleaning out, moving house, or anything along those lines, all donations welcome.
Where's the shop? Where's the shop in Henley?
In Iwelme Road.
Iwelme, okay.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Draaikie gaan maak. So you can give Anne and her team at hospice, I take it you've got a team with you there at hospice, a call if you want to find more out about palliative care and or what else they have to offer to the community, as well as to help out. You know what is 0164281410, and you can gerust ook 'n e-pos stuur aan hospicefallatlantic.net. Anne, have a good day. Be safe.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for chatting to us. Cheers.